COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Well, honey, we're serving birthday tea. Birthday, yeah. Because it's my niece Portia's 40th birthday today. And we have something special, honey, for that big occasion.
No, Sherry is out today. Heidi and Frank will join us later. But before the fun, what you got, HK?
Well, y'all, looks like it's Rap City, no basement for Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson.
What?
Because the word is he cheated on her yet again.
No way.
Friends close to the couple say that things ended a few weeks ago when an IG model by the name of Sydney Chase claimed that she hooked up with the NBA star in the fall. But, there's some other stuff that just came out. Apparently, he is the Steph Curry of cheating because Tristan was spotted allegedly entering a room with 3 women at a Bel Air birthday party on Friday and emerged 30 minutes later looking pretty disheveled.
At this point, she needs to just let him go cheat on somebody else's daughter in peace, okay? This is just too much. Like, it's because he's being irresponsible with it. Like, why aren't you renting a house and doing your dirt? Why would you do this at a party where people are with phones and just reckless?
If this is true, it's like he just don't care anymore. Now, Chewy, Tristan is denying these allegations, but do you believe Khloe will or should take him back again? What you think?
I think she'll take him back, but he is clearly not ready to be in a committed relationship. My man is out here having foursomes. Like, foursomes, y'all. Like, damn.
And the wild thing is, like, when you tall as Tristan Thompson, you can't even really hide good.
Right,
I mean, at the bare minimum, at least put on a LeVar Ball jersey when you go cheat or something. Jesus. So they don't think it's just you straight off the top.
Now, Portia, you done had some good wanky. Do you think his wanky is that damn good that she just got to keep on letting him go around?
I never had a wanky before. It sounds interesting.
Thank you.
Anyway, y'all, honey, enough of them damn car trash. Y'all, we got enough of them. Ain't nobody want to hear that mess. We want to talk about something that's more spicy, honey. And it's a very special day today, y'all. My niece by another sister's cousin, my dear friend Portia's 40th birthday, and we want to say,
Happy birthday, B.
But to honor, honey, the queen of all things, honey, y'all, we have a very special video montage of our favorite Portia moments. So here on Dish Nation, so let's take a look.
One moment. I need my sexy Cupid Nat. Oh, thank you, honey.
Thank you so much.
Oh, I was just a little parched.
I wanted to be Gary until today.
Portia, stop. You're going to get Gary pregnant.
My God.
Oh, yeah.
Well, which one got the final booty? Which one got that grade A Angus booty? Roll Tide type of booty. You know what I'm saying? Yeah!
Hands on me. Right here. Toot it up. Bring it down.
Is that it?
Let it do what it wants to do. Hands wide and down.
Yeah, feels so sexy.
P. Willie, go, go, P. Willie, go, go, go.
Of course, did any mama stand out to you?
Yes, I did not remember number one. There's two. I didn't remember that you and I did it in the studio. Talk about work.
I didn't remember that.
Okay, work, husband. Second,
know this.
I didn't remember that Ricky flipped upside down. Yeah. Ricky flipped upside down and did the black chocolate
so
from
funny.
Magic yeah. City.
So
funny. Wow. Okay.
The anything you learned in your 30s that you applied to your 40s?
Absolutely. In my 30s, you know, I lived it up. I feel like that's, you know, they say those are the years where you're trying to learn out and figure out who you are. The closer and closer I got to today, literally this day, this morning, is when you are comfortable with who you are. You find out who it is, and what you don't know, you ain't worried about because you're just ready to live the second part of your life.
No, it's been so beautiful, Portia, just to watch you grow and evolve over these years and just conquer new territories and do all of it without fear and, you know, with your chin up high. I love to see it.
Feliz cumpleaños, mi reina. All right, y'all switching gears.
Gracias.
We all know that June is Pride Month, and today we have two LGBTQ plus firsts, y'all. Yeah. Oh, yesterday, Las Vegas Raiders defensive end Carl Nassib came out as gay, making him the first active NFL player to do so. Wow. Bravo to him. That wasn't easy. Wow. I know. Was it?
Right.
Now, Gary, it seems like Carl's an eligible bachelor. Would you be down to date an NFL player? What do you think?
Of course not. No. What am I going to do with her?
Wow. Would you want to be his wide receiver, Gary?
Yeah, because, girl, I'm outgrowing, honey. My tight end days are long gone, honey. So, yes, I would definitely rather be a wide receiver.
Well, y'all, here's another first, at least as far as I know. It's the first lesbian couple from Real Housewives. Former Real Housewives of Orange County star Bronwyn Windenberg, who recently came out as gay, revealed that she's in a relationship with another OC alum, Fernanda Rocha. Go ahead, Portia, put the roll on you. Do it.
Fernanda Rocha.
Portia, what two other housewives you think would make a good couple?
I think me and Candy could have been a power couple.
I put that one together in my head.
I think Portia and Leah McSweeney would make a nice couple.
Oh,
that'd be a nice little
Leah.
Mix right there.
I remember Leah. Yeah. Child, I been on broke Leah back. That ain't gonna work.
Hey, Heidi, I hear Kevin Hart's little daughter isn't playing any games with her dad.
No, she isn't, Gary. But before we get into all of that, we first have to say happy birthday to Portia.
Happy birthday.
Yay. All right. Kevin Hart kept it real during a Father's Day edition of Red Table Talk with Will Smith. And surprisingly, the actor opened up about his past scandals and how much that affected his 16-year-old daughter. So he was talking to Will Smith about that. Take a look.
You know, when me and my wife went through what we went through and the whole cheating display, getting my daughter to understand that I was sorry, that I made a mistake, that was real. Until this day, my daughter is tough on me. My daughter don't play no games with her father, man.
Have you ever had a moment like that?
The only time that I saw that my son might have been, I mean, not really upset with me, but I didn't tell anybody I had a son until he was like 9, because I wanted to keep something back for myself.
Sure.
And so
that's why I don't talk about my kids.
Yeah, he didn't understand. I was like, you're not proud of me. You talk about, you're my sister. You talk about my mom, and I'm the only one you don't talk about.
I bet he's sorry he said that now.
Yeah, I'm like, oh,
Dad,
it's open season, buddy.
You wanted to be talked about, pal.
You are a punching bag.
This kid plays with himself 22 hours a day.
I've been waiting for this moment. Well, things might get serious with my kids, but never here on Dish. Keep it right here. There's more coming up after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, welcome back. Now, it looks like Jenny from the block will have her ex-fiancé, Alex, down the block this summer.
Whoa.
Now, although Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez have gone their separate ways, yo, the two are about to be neighbors, y'all, because A-Rod just rented a $5 million mansion only 1 mile from Jennifer's $10 million mansion in the Hamptons. So no matter how you shake it, you know, these two will probably cross paths in some way or another.
Hell yeah.
And here's the thing, y'all. The petty does not stop there. Not only is A-Rod living down the street, he was also seen celebrating Ben Affleck's girlfriend, his ex-girlfriend, actually, SNL producer Lindsay Shookus's birthday at a very intimate backyard gathering in the Hamptons this past weekend.
Oh, he is so petty.
That ain't petty. He said, I'm gonna fix her ass up. She wanna leave me? I'm gonna be everywhere you go, honey. Every breath you take, every step you make, I'll be watching you.
That is kind of stalkerish, Gary.
This is horrible. I remember I divorced my ex, and we, our places were like, one was in behind Phipps, one was in front. And literally, I had to switch grocery stores, I had to switch my favorite Chick-fil-A, everything, because we were right
there. That Portia, being that you celebrating your birthday, would you rent a mansion down the street from your ex?
No, I wouldn't rent a mansion down the street. I'd do you one better. Just invite him. Invite him to see the festivities, honey.
Oh, yeah.
All right, y'all. Moving on to more X Factor news. Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott were spotted booed up in a strip club. Yes, indeed. During the past 24-hour rendezvous in New York City, Travis was honored at an event at Parsons, and the two were able to squeeze in watching some booty popping at Starlets of New York in Queens. Now, sources say that Stormy's parents sat with Offset from Migos and rapper Rowdy Rebel. They were super low-key. They didn't want any shout-outs on the mic and no lap dances, but were definitely enjoying the vibe and each other.
You know what? This is definitely a case of her wanting to get back with him, because how the hell you got a billionaire in a booty club? Like,
I'm screaming.
Now, when Travis was honored at Parsons, y'all, he thanked his baby Stormy and his wifey, Kylie, y'all. So it's safe to say they're back together, y'all. Wifey, y'all. He used the W word, wifey.
You know what? Good, they must be damn married.
Good for them.
Do y'all think that we've been bamboozled?
But Gary, you know what? For me, I feel like Kylie is she has bamboozled the public the most. This girl had a whole ass reality show. You don't know no more of her damn business. She been on this show. Yeah. You don't know nothing. You only know is the money she making from your ass, okay?
She did trick us, honey.
All right, so head cracking, Gary, I heard that y'all have a better way for us to ship some things. What's going on?
Okay. Hey, Gary, now, I don't know about you, but the hassle of going to the post office nowadays is, it's a lot.
Exactly, and I'd rather use the time under the lay by the pool to just work on my summer tan.
Well, you never have to leave the pool, because with Stamps.com, you can mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. Send letters, ship packages, and pay less, a lot less, with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more.
You know what? I like this, honey, because you know what? I have a pen pal, and I just love to write often. I can write them all day.
You know what? I'm not even going to ask about it, but I like to use Stamps so much because you get discounts up to 40% off of post office rates and up to 66% off UPS shipping rates. Not to mention, Stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters.
It's no wonder nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com.
Exactly. So stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with our promo code DishNation, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No longer term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Dish Nation. That's stamps.com, promo code Dish Nation. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Up next, you won't believe what the late Joan Rivers told her daughter, Melissa Rivers, that left her shocked. We'll tell you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
What up, Heidi and Frank?
What's up, Chewy?
What are you guys dishing over there?
Well, Mamma Mia star Dominic Cooper should be in the Guinness Book of World Records for the most stolen cars.
He stole cars?
No, he didn't steal them. His cars always get stolen.
What?
Just this past week, he had his fifth sports car swiped from outside of his London-based home.
Wow.
Yeah, he had...
London's lit.
They stole his Jaguar XF, and then a Ferrari, and then another Jaguar, a Range Rover, and a vintage Austin Healey. According to sources, he is fed up, and he's thinking about moving.
Well, here's what I understand. When famous people's houses get broken into or things like this get stolen, I'm not super famous. I don't have tons of money, but I have a gate across my property. So why not just protect your property a little bit more? Like your car's just sitting out in the front yard.
Isn't that the definition of insanity when you do something over and over again, expecting something different to happen, but the car keeps getting stolen?
Five
How about you can move to a place with a garage?
Right.
That, or it sounds like someone's trying to collect on insurance money. I don't know, you guys. This is a little fishy to me.
Oh, interesting. You think it's a scam. Now, Frank, okay, so let's say your first motorcycle gets stolen. So you go through insurance, you get a second motorcycle. So that's your replacement motorcycle. And that gets stolen. Do you get a third, fourth, and fifth?
No, I get a garage five times in a row. This does seem like an inside job.
So maybe Chewie's right.
Maybe he just likes going outside and going, Mamma Mia!
Oh, no.
Another car's been stolen.
All right. I want to talk about Melissa Rivers, and she's opening up about her relationship with her mom, the late, great Joan Rivers. Now, during a recent episode of her Divorce Not Dead podcast, Melissa claimed she had a very traditional childhood, but started receiving unconventional advice from her mother later in life. Now, this is what Melissa said about Joan. She said, when I was dating, after I got married, it caught me by surprise when my mom was like, you need to be sluttier. You need to put it out there. And she said, I'm like, oh, my God.
You need to be sluttier.
Really? Mm. Yeah. And she said, my mother was like, enjoy it while you're young. Show it off. Like, right. Live it up.
Well, this is just saying that basically as we age, you don't want to look back with resent and how you didn't live your life.
Enjoy this. Use it. Like,
and that way you can always look back when you're at your peak. So if you waste your peak on, you know, not going out and using that body for fun, then when Joan Rivers is 80 years old and she's telling Melissa, it's like, I really wish I'd have been more of a slut.
Wow. Right.
I would have slept with Johnny and Ed.
Wow.
But I didn't.
Hey, Fred, I hear you got something that'll keep my skin and my beard looking nice and sexy. What's up?
Well, today's deal is lit because you can choose between an electric shaver and trimmer set or a brush and pore cleansing set from Brookstone. Now, the shaver trimmer set is gentle on all skin types and removes your unwanted body hair while wet or dry. You can get one electric shaver, one precision trimmer with three trimmer heads, and two cleansing brushes. Plus, it's so lightweight, you can grab it and go.
Oh. Well, what about the pore cleansing set?
Well, Gary, whether you need to exfoliate or brighten your complexion, the set's ultrasonic brush along with the one pore cleanser with four replacement heads is all you need. Plus, it's cordless.
Okay, it's too much to choose from. How much are they?
Well, usually the shaver set has been seen as high as $60, and the cleansing set as high as $80. But for our Dish Nation viewers, you can get the shaver set for $24! Or the cleansing set for just $29. Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, find out what Ellen Pompeo's clapback was like to a fan who said her show was trash. We'll let you know after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, if you think you're going to hurt Ellen Pompeo's feelings by trashing Grey's Anatomy, think again, because there was one fan who went on Twitter, and that fan tweeted, quote, this season was dumpster trash.
Whoa.
I love the show, but not this season. So Ellen replied, and she replied, all good. 17 seasons. We can't please everyone all the time. It's definitely not easy keeping it going and keeping it great. I get it. Thanks for checking it out anyway, and thanks for your feedback. It matters. Sending you love. Now, do you think most actors, Chewy, would be offended at what she read?
This response right here is so classy. I'm not this classy, y'all. If somebody's talking mess about me or my shows, I'm going ghetto on them. And I gotta be better. I gotta be a better human, you know, and be nice like Ellen Pompeo is. But she showed a lot of restraint here and a lot of class. I'm not this good of a human, y'all. Frank, if someone tweeted you about either Dish Nation or the Heidi and Frank show and they were trying to troll you, bro, what would be your response?
I would say you're absolutely right. Nailed it. This is awful. Ditto, concur.
We could not agree more.
Thumbs up, thumbs down, cry face.
This is dumpster trash.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.